Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Good morning. It's now 34 past the hour. From the Faith Radio Network, I'm Austin Hill. Question, have you sensed that the ground beneath you has begun to shift in the past year or so? I don't mean that in a literal, physical sort of way, but you need only listen to this program on occasion or peruse news headlines on occasion to realize that our local communities, our entire country, and indeed much of Western civilization seems to have moved dramatically away from what we're accustomed to. Joining me to talk about it, a man who serves as the president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, is the author of a brand new book called Onward, Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel. Dr. Russell Moore joins us on our guest line. Dr. Moore, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Austin.
Engaging the culture and not losing the gospel. For some people, that seems like almost mutually exclusive initiatives. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we're living in a time that has changed, as you mentioned, dramatically in some ways, but in other ways hasn't changed at all. We still have the fundamental issue of human fallenness, human depravity, human fear, and we have the gospel that brings with it its own power. And so I think one of the things that is changing is that Christianity is becoming stranger and more freakish in American culture right now than it has been in the past. And the whole point of this book is that that's not anything we ought to be afraid of, because Christianity doesn't save in spite of its strangeness. It saves because of its strangeness. And so I think we need to embrace the strange and move forward in our culture with that.
I love that. Embrace the strange. I know at least some of the publicity material surrounding your book, there is used the subtitle "Keep Christianity Strange," which I can see that on a bumper sticker. Quite frankly, that's very clever. But the point is very well taken. Listen, you and I can look back on the timeline, Dr. Moore, and see what was going on in our country about a year ago. And just as an example, as a host of a program that covers current events and news, I don't think we had yet heard at this time a year ago the phrase Islamic State. Now, unfortunately, it's happening, I would say, at least on a monthly basis. We see news headlines of gruesome beheadings committed at the hands of people who identify with the Islamic State. We've seen this dramatic shift over the last year or so. You, on the other hand, have been observing these things for a long, long time. This didn't just happen over a 12-month time span. It's taken a while to get where we're at. Speak to that issue, if you would.
It has taken a while to get where we are, both internationally and domestically, and so one can see what has been happening in a destabilized sort of Middle Eastern situation that you mentioned with the Islamic State for a while. Although I think everyone was surprised by how effective, darkly effective, ISIS has been in taking over territory so quickly. And then in an American context, we have had several changes going on for many years in terms of secularization, in terms of the idea of what a person is, what it means to truly be free. All of these things have been happening for quite a while, but for many Christians, it seems as though it's sudden. It seems as though it's come out of nowhere, and so that's really why I wrote the book, is because I wanted Christians to understand that we need to confront the culture around us without fear and hand wringing, and I think that often Christians approach the culture as if we were losers, when in reality, in the long run, we're not losers at all.
Dr. Russell Moore, he is the president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. By the way, our nation's largest Protestant Christian denomination among churches. His new book is called Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel. He's on our newsline here on the Faith Radio Network. It strikes me, and give me your opinion about this, it strikes me, though, as the host of this program and as a person who strives to be a thoughtful Christian living in America at a very strategic time. Seems at times, Dr. Moore, the church has made some sort of moral virtue out of passivity and ambivalence. And it seems like it's, in the minds of some anyway, it's really a super spiritual thing to not care about our nation's public policy, to ignore what our government does and does not do, and to focus on more important things. And along with that, at times, it seems as though we kind of get stuck on oppression, as though it's somehow a great blessing. I hear this over and over again. Well, you know, the church really thrives under oppression, so gosh, if we've got ours coming to us, you know, the church will really thrive now, finally. There is some truth to the church thriving under oppression, and yet I'm not asking for martyrdom for my own life, and I don't think I should embrace that for others as well. What are your thoughts on those issues of passivity and oppression?
Well, I think that what typically happens among Christians is we overreact to the last bad thing. And I think that there are, just as you have people who overreact to legalism with a kind of let anything happen in their personal lives, I think the same thing happens in our public lives. Is there are many Christians who, seeing the ways that sometimes Christian public engagement has idolized politics and acted as though a culture can be fixed politically, have overreacted to that in a way that says if we just withdraw and retreat, it will take care of itself. And I think that's a wrong reaction. And that's why in this book, what I'm attempting to do is to lay out a path forward for people who understand the centrality of the gospel and keep kingdom first, and who also understand that God has situated us as citizens and as a part of a culture, and we have responsibilities there as well.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Sounds like you're striving for a very delicate balance with, shall we say, properly ordered priorities. Am I hearing that correctly?
That's right. That's right. We keep first things first. And so that means that we're Americans best if we're not Americans first. We're freed to be good citizens when we don't see our citizenship as ultimate.
And yet, is there something worth trying to save and to bolster, something about American society that's an American culture, our way of life? Is there something there that we should cling to, in your view?
Yes, I think we need to be working as citizens to conserve the freedoms that we have, the order that we have. But we're able to do that as people who have our consciences shaped by something that is more than the state, something that is more than our American citizenship. And so if we see ourselves first in terms of the kingdom of God, then we're able to work to be good citizens and good neighbors without idolatry and also without a sort of frantic sense of loss.
I like that. Dr. Russell Moore on our newsline. His new book is called Onward, Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel. The two can be accomplished, he's saying, and he's giving us his elaboration on that. A frantic sense of loss. Do you sense that from other people, other members of the Christian community in America? Are we in a frantic state right now?
I think there are many who are, and I think it's because they're looking at the wrong frame of reference. I think sometimes you have Christians who think that we're looking backward towards some real or imagined golden age of the 1770s or the 1950s or the 1980s, but we're not union reps for the past. We're instead, the scripture tells us, pilgrims from the future. And so we're looking forward to the kingdom of God and judging every human society and culture by that. And so I think if you have Christians who start to internalize the narrative that they're losers, then those Christians start to become very frantic and very angry and very nostalgic rather than confident and forward-looking.
I like that. Keep Christianity strange. Where are you going with that? What does that mean?
Well, I think what's happened is for a long time in American culture, we've assumed that Christianity would make us normal in American society. So that you know, there was a time when people had to speak of themselves as Christians, at least nominally, in order not to be seen as weird. Mm-hmm. And so it took a lot of courage to say I'm an atheist or I'm an agnostic or I'm a Wiccan. Those days are over. Now one does not need to identify oneself as a Christian in order to be seen as normal in American society. And I think that actually gives the church an opportunity to get back to where we should have been all along. You'll notice in the New Testament, whenever Jesus or the apostles are speaking, when people start to respond well, Jesus and the apostles always continue to push until they see how starkly different the Christian message is from what they have from what they know and what they expect. And yeah. So with Christianity being seen as strange in American culture, our response is to say it's not just that our views on sexual issues or moral issues are strange to you. We believe even stranger things than that. We believe a previously dead man is going to show up in the sky on a horse. That's strange. That's strange in every culture and at every time. And that's the sort of strangeness that the New Testament says brings with it power.
Indeed. Dr. Russell Moore, he is with the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. He's talking to us about his new book, Onward, Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel. More thoughts on this as we continue with Dr. Moore. In moments, this is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Don't go away. It's now 47 past the hour. Friday morning underway from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Engaging the culture without losing the gospel. The subtitle of a new book from my guest, Dr. Russell Moore. He's on our newsline here on Faith Radio. Dr. Moore, this idea of keeping Christianity strange, engaging the culture, not losing the gospel and its substance. Apply that for us to the current debate over religious liberty in America.
Well, I think one of the big problems that we face right now in this country when it comes to religious liberty is the fact that people don't understand what it means to be motivated by religious convictions. Mm-hmm. And so people assume, well, these religious people, they must really be motivated by other things, by money or power or something else. And so as I argue in the book, one of the things that we have to do is to be able to talk with our neighbors about what it means to have freedom of conscience and religious liberty for everybody. And it also means that we have to be the sort of people who both are trying to keep religiously motivated people out of jail, metaphorically speaking, in the United mm-hmm. States or literally across the world, but also to be willing to go to jail. So religious liberty is not only imperiled by those who want to squash it with the state. It's also imperiled by those who don't see themselves as having anything worth jailing. And so we have to be people who see ourselves as strangers and exiles in every culture at every time, but engaged exiles, people who are alien to a certain degree because we're headed to a different place, but who are able to speak and to work for the common good.
What is the common good as we try to be thoughtful Christians in an increasingly alienating culture? I guess, what does that common good look like in your view?
Well, I think that as Christians, our understanding of justice and the common good is informed scripturally and biblically about what it means to be a human person. And so, for instance, we would recognize that work and the dignity of work, these are good things because God created us as working people, imaging God through work. And also that in the end, in the kingdom of God, where Jesus is ruling and reigning with him. So work doesn't end, work continues on. And so that means we ought not to be surprised when people who don't work or who don't have the opportunity for meaningful work are driven to despair or to substance abuse, or to violence, or to any number of other social ills. Now, we can work with people who don't have our biblical perspective. They're not motivated by the same things we're motivated by, but they understand and know this is an issue of human flourishing to enable people to work. And so we're able to make alliances even with people who don't have the same base level motivation, but they want to get to the same place.
How do we very delicately and wisely go about creating a culture that is in the common interest, that is for the common good, collaborating with people who don't share our Christian view, all at the same time not losing the essence of the gospel? Very delicate balance there. Your thoughts?
Well, it is. But I think the way we do it is by not baptizing our allies with assuming that those who are with us on any particular issue are with us all the way. And so we're able to work issue by issue. So, for instance, I can work with feminist activists on the issue of pornography or sex trafficking. Because even though we're coming at this from two different perspectives, we both understand that porn and sex trafficking degrades women. But we also are very clear on where we disagree. And so I'm honest about where I'm coming from as a gospel Christian. She's honest about where she's coming from as a secular feminist. We're able to work together on this, but then have conversation with one another about the bigger picture at the same time.
Holding them all together, very delicate balance. The book, Onward, Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel. There's a section in it, Keep Christianity Strange. Got to get this and read it. Get over to our network website. We've got all the info you need at myfaithradio.com. It's author Dr. Russell Moore, president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission at the Southern Baptist Convention. Dr. Moore, enlightening as always. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.